Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Mas. I am here with my girl Kenya. Hey Kenya.
Hey guys, how are y'all?
You guys, we are so excited to bring this guest to you today. Please meet Miss Estefania Fiso. She is a master strategist for the Women's School in Espanol. Estefania, welcome to Girl Talking Mas.
Welcome, girl.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. You girls have such beautiful energy. I'm like, just really.
We appreciate that so, so much. We immediately like, thank you guys for like your team reaching out to us because we were so excited when we saw your page and everything you're doing to kind of help Latinas and our culture, because like what you're doing with, you know, helping reset the mind and just reset and put out the positive energy and how to like, kind of like think your way through things is exactly what I'm going through right now. I've kind of been doing that like this whole year. Kenya knows.
Yes.
I've been doing like a lot of meditation, you know, just a lot of like self-care, self-love, doing self-concept. So I kind of connected it to that when I was looking at all your content. But before we get into everything, just tell us a little bit about you. Like, where are you from? Oh, what kind of brought you into this before you kind of get into your whole business?
Thank you. That's fun. I am actually from Venezuela, South America, and I moved to the U.S. when I was 13 and have lived pretty much more than half of my life in Florida since I moved here. And my parents, I'm like basically a first generation immigrant, I think.
Yes.
I don't know what I would qualify as. Like they came here, I was 13. Mm-hmm. I was able to go to high school, college here, and my kids now are fine. Yeah, I think they would be the first generation.
Their first generation. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So we are Venezuelan. And I married a Venezuelan.
What part of Venezuela?
Caracas.
Oh, yeah. I have so many friends and clients from Venezuela. I just love y'all's culture, the food.
Yes.
Unas arepitas, hallacas.
Oh my God, I love it. Where are you from, Kenya?
I am from California, but then my background is like half from the U.S. and then half on my dad's side from Mexico, Sinaloa.
Nice. Yeah. I love Mexico. Like, what about you, Teresa?
Yeah, my father's side is from Jalisco and my mother's side is from Texas. And then I was born here. So I was also first generation to my, you know, to my family. So that just, I love, like when we started this podcast, we really wanted to kind of like embrace our culture and embrace women in our culture just because we've grown up in such crazy times and, you know, very quiet about, you know, just about expressing your feelings and how you feel. You just don't say it. You don't talk about it. You just move on with life and that's it. What happened happened. And who cares about your like mental health pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
And now we're in a place where it's like, that doesn't work for us anymore. Like we can't handle it. And too many things have happened, obviously in our life with like, you know, just, you know, in the economy and COVID and things like that, that have all messed us up. Because it's like something you never thought you would live through. So it's just to kind of like have a support for our culture, like in what you do. I think that's so amazing.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. And I think it's a privilege to have the bicultural background for us. Knowing like being Latina and then being American. So I really love Mexican people because I've had that opportunity to be close and get to know them. And I really admire their work ethic. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm a lover of Hispanic people and like Latinos. So that's why part of the reason why I get to do this work with the division of the school that's focused on Espanol is such a privilege. A lot of women that would take the class in Spanish, like in English, like you and I, that were born here and, you know, have gone through or not born here, but like grew up here.
Yes.
Saying, I want my mom to take this class. I want my, you know, my aunts. And so, but they don't speak English. So I said, you know what, let's translate it to Spanish. I love translating. And that's how it all started because it was a big need. And today we're almost launching a book, the same book that January just launched a few months ago. It's going to be in Spanish completely.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, the Hispanic, it was just notes from me on the Hispanic perspective on everything she writes in the book, which I think is so important for us women of Latin culture and Hispanics too, which is, includes Spain and all the other. So
Estefania, and why don't you tell us more about the Women's School in Espanol and like what you do to share like help to women in our culture, like in the Hispanic Latino culture, and kind of in my opinion, I feel like sometimes it bleeds like to friends that are not Hispanic or Latino and they hear us talking about it and they kind of like get interested in the subject. and why this is so important to you.
Yes, and we welcome everyone, right? We're right. Very mm-hmm. open, and we want to just be that place where women come to train, and that's mm-hmm. what we are. This school started because our founder, who is my really good friend and mentor, she had a really rough childhood because her mom worked a lot, and mm-hmm. so she didn't have a mom to talk her in at night, right? Or because your mom was so focused on like really bringing her family out of poverty that she kind of mm-hmm. lost balance with the kids. And so when she creates this school, it all comes from a dream of her, you know, where she was literally serving women for 15 years for wow. free. And January's like, you know, I want to create a school for women where they can go. And originally it was like a brick and mortar place, but mm-hmm. then life led to the doing it virtually.
Yes.
yeah. But it all started.
Which is amazing because you can reach so many more people that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it happened like that. And so the work that we do is really a response to a need that she had as a woman, as a young woman, to be trained in knowing how to be a woman in the world today, because it's so different than what it was for our grandmothers, our mothers. Like,
yes,
so much access to so much opportunity, but sometimes we don't even know how to capitalize on it because we haven't been trained to live in this world with technology and yes. social media, right? Fast pace. And I'm getting goosebumps mm-hmm. as I'm talking because mm-hmm. it's real need of training for women. And so that's yes. what we do. We train women on how to be a woman, which is kind of
yeah
weird, but it sounds contradictory because we should know that.
But it's ever-changing. Yeah. It's so ever-changing. Like, I know people in my family, like I talk to my aunt and, you know, like my mom, and they don't know how to do things. And they're just figuring out what YouTube is. Like they're like, oh my gosh, did you know I can watch all this stuff on YouTube? I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, like yeah. I literally have a YouTube channel, but,
but like,
they didn't understand. Like they just don't, it's so hard to understand all that. Yeah.
And I feel like we're in such a lucky spot, all three of us, because our generation literally understands both sides. We understand our older people and we understand mm-hmm. the upcoming generation. So I feel like that is something that is
it's so true.
Making us so have true. More like weight in our hands. You know what I mean? Like we have more responsibility in that sense because we can teach our older people how to use
the technology,
certain tools, technology, but we can also ground our younger people mm-hmm. on not to take advantage of those tools. Mm-hmm. And I saw something in your Instagram, Stefania, that right now that you were talking about kind of like the culture behind the women's school in Espanol, and I thought it was really interesting. Sometimes as women, we feel like we are supposed to do one thing and focus on one thing mm-hmm. only. But we are kind of like rompiendo esquemas en qué ser mujer. You know what I mean? Like, no siempre tenemos que hacer o blanco o negro. Siempre hay colores entre medio.
Sí.
Oh, yeah. So true. Like, we have to be able to dream our own dreams.
Yeah.
Respecting what our past, our grandmothers and mothers and great grandmothers taught us, mm-hmm. taking that wisdom, but also redefining what success means to us and what fulfillment mm-hmm. means to us in this yes. new world that, hey, our grandmothers had to wash cloth diapers and bake food from scratch.
Yes. Yeah.
We have so much more technology, apps that can help us get our laundry done, that can help us like get some help if we need to, or cook a meal faster because we have a YouTube recipe. Yeah. And mm-hmm. optimize our time to create more space for our dreams, for things that matter to us that they couldn't do. And so yeah. we have to adapt and really know, like, what is it that I want? And be trained to understand what mindset do I have to develop to be mm-hmm. able to believe that it's possible, to believe that I deserve it, which is a big part of what we
teach. That's the big part that's yeah. missing, is that we never feel worthy enough.
Yeah.
Because we have to be the mom and we have to be the cook and then you want to run mm-hmm. your own business and then you have to work your job. Like me, I have my side businesses and I have my 9-to-5. So it's like, I'm doing it all like in mm-hmm. like 10 yeah. different places. So to feel worthy enough of it is also mm-hmm. like you yeah. touched on that. That's big.
And I feel like sometimes as women, we don't give ourselves enough credit. And that's where the huge part of having the school is a really good support system, because you surround yourself with the same type of mentality, with the same type of woman, maybe that not the same end goal, but mm-hmm. you guys have a structure of like how to achieve those goals, kind of like with the same rhythm and the same patterns, but just different end results, if that makes sense. So that's really, really cool.
Totally. And you learn, like, with the school, the first thing I see women learn is a new language. And the first thing we learn is, like, to put, give language to the struggle, because we are living a struggle. Like, we're on, you know, we want to be so much, but then we spread, we're spread out so thin that we're excited, right? Mm-hmm. That's the culture. And that we're like, nobody's training us to be a woman. Like, if you think about Serena Williams, Venus Williams, all these athletes, doctors, military women, like, they're trained for years. Doctors, who trains us on how to be a mom? Who trains us how to be a wife? How many things we have to go through and sufferings we have to go through because we didn't get, we didn't learn the skills. Focus on, like, giving women a set of skills. And that's one of the biggest parts of what we do, is like the mindset training, first of all, based on science and like how to rewire your mind to think positive, to believe in yourself, to have a self-image of the woman you want to be. But then also, what skills do you need to be that woman? Because we cannot think our way to success, like, or fulfillment. We have to act, right? Yes. We have to learn how to make decisions efficiently. And January has been a master of really, she captured literally like 50 skills that women need, like survival. Where in, there's a formula and everything that I've been able to teach and learn, where you can just grab something like resilience or decision-making or effective communication, setting limits, and create a vision of how you're going to learn that skill and who's going to help you. And that community part is beautiful. And that's why we grew from zero to 40 countries in 3 years. It's like
amazing.
Organic. Oh, that my gosh.
Organic. And it all and during the pandemic, because the school was created in 2019, middle of 2019, in 2020, we were already growing and growing, and up to now we're just finally, like, you know, seeing the huge impact, and there's an explosion that's coming too. With this work, because it's so needed.
So when somebody comes to your school, like, how do they sign up? Like, what is it that they need to do to kind of get involved, like, to be a part of it? Like, if somebody's like, I want to try this because I need to learn how to, you know, own my skills.
Yes, that's a great question. So basically, they're going to learn the art of being a woman, and we're going to cover all the areas of their life. And the way we do it is through a masterclass, which is our main foundational course. It's a 16-week course if they take it in English, and a little bit longer in Spanish, which is the original masterclass that I translated. Mm-hmm. And so they can take the course, and they usually would do it in two ways. So one way to do it is with a group, and they have a guide who will walk with them through the whole journey, coach them through. And with the group, you get that community of like maybe 5 to 8 women, sometimes a little larger, that walks with you throughout the whole class.
That's amazing.
And, it's beautiful. And that's the model that people love the most. And then there's also an opportunity to do it one-on-one with a coach. If you feel like, hey, I want more accountability, I want to see results a little bit faster, I want to go a little deeper on my own with my coach. And we have strategies and wholeness guides that will walk them through it. And the whole point of the class is really not to help you reach fulfillment for the sake of yourself. It's because we want you to be a gift. We want the women to be a gift. By them being fulfilled, you know, by when we're fulfilled, we can give more. When we're not toxic to the people around. A woman who's not fulfilled is a sadly a toxic person,
because
they're hurt, you know, they haven't processed their wounds. And so that's how we do it, through the group and the one-on-one. And then we also train coaches on to get certified in actually women through the process, because organically, as women were taking the course, they're like, I want to teach this, I want to help other people. And so we created that path of becoming a guide, you know, with us.
That is amazing. Touching bases on what you were saying about women, like, setting the mood and all of that when you walk into a place, I watched like a clip on Instagram or something explaining how us, after a long day of work or a long day out of the house, you walk in and you see your husband or your kids having like a good day, a blast, and you come in with a bad energy or a bad vibe, immediately the whole place turns into negativity, and you kind of like set on that mood. Because they do say, like, oh yeah, in a household, yeah, the man is the head of the house or whatever, but the woman is like the whole neck and spine.
And I thought
that
love
was
it.
So true. I'm like, it's so true.
It is. We have been, that's such a great point, Kenya, because we have seen people, like women who came totally, like, some of them depressed. I mean, not all the women that come to us are depressed and dealing with anxiety or something like that. But we have had quite a bit, and we love seeing their transformation.
Yeah.
And when they changed, we used to have one of our ladies, her name was the Netflix mom. She used to call herself the Netflix mom because she would just binge Netflix because she was so in pain, so much pain in her life.
Oh, no.
And she just didn't want to take care of her kid. She was about to get divorced at that time. And because she started working on herself and she was taking going through the masterclass, she says, when I changed my I saved my marriage. She like literally, because the woman was able to work on herself, she was able to guide her family back into, you know,
wow,
peace and harmony.
That's
and,
huge.
Yeah. And that's how the men's school started too. The men were seeing their women like change. Literally women that were frustrated, exhausted. They're like now building routines and feeling like they're flowing through the day, dreaming again. And the husbands are like, what did you do to my wife? And so that's how we started the men's school, which has had a beautiful, also fruitful, like 3 years where men who were, you know, in really deep problems with pornography addiction, like divorce, at the brink of divorce, were able to save their marriage. Even suicides were have been prevented because of the work that we do.
And, that is amazing.
That is so amazing and so needed. Like you don't even think about it, like, you know, in that type of like crucial way. But it's so needed. I wanted to ask you about some, because you share such amazing content on your Instagram. I need to tell everybody right now to go follow Estefania on Instagram, because you're going to get some amazing positive information there. But you have really good tips that you share. And it's like about, like you said, I want to touch back on building a routine. So important. Like that's something that I've been doing. Like I literally have a schedule of what I need to do from the moment I wake up until the moment I go to sleep. For women in our culture that you've seen so far, like what are some of the like routines that we can kind of put into place, or maybe some tips that you can give that that can kind of help somebody, you know, get started?
Oh, yes. We are very like our trainings are very deep. You know, right now you can go online and find a lot of like the tips that I give is just a way to help you, the women, and add value. But then we go into the depth of why a routine is so important and what comes before the routine. And one thing that I would say to any woman that I talk to is you just really come, and I have a free lesson that I can send out, and you guys can also take our quiz. We have a beautiful quiz.
Oh, I would love to do that.
I would love wholeness, and I'm getting you two on the masterclass because I know it will bless you so much.
I would love that. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
Yes, let's talk about it after this, but definitely is starting with knowing what you want and what you don't want inside of like this wheel that we have. I don't know if you can see my logo here, and if you see
our I do.
It's like in all the areas of your life, which a woman really has a lot of roles that she plays, family, intimacy, self-image, wealth, friendship. We have to know what we want in all those areas and what we don't want, because if we don't sit down and really choose, life is going to choose for us. The world is going to choose for us. And we're going to end up frustrated and not fulfilled. So the first step is asking yourself, what do I want? What do I not want in my wealth, in my relationships, in my self-image? What do I want to get rid of? And then once you were clear on what you want and don't want, then we start designing you, right? We start saying like, what woman do you want to be? And like a lot of us didn't know, I didn't know I got to make that decision to design who I was, right? January always talks about that, and it really impacts me because she didn't know, like her first mentor, the lady that kind of taught her most of what she today shares with us, she told her, let's design you. And how many women stop and design themselves, right? Like, first all, we got to design the woman we want to be, and then create a plan to get there. And that's what I would say. Figure out what you want and what you don't want. And we have tools for that, that obviously women can, you know, if you share my information, I can always walk them through. And I always say this work is exciting, but it's deep work. And like, I always tell people, if you're going to be in my mastermind or one of our strategies, masterminds, be ready to get like, it's like when you
get deep,
design your house, go deep.
Yeah.
You're like,
you break it and then you build it.
Yes. That's a good way of saying it. So, okay. Yeah. So everybody can go and take this free quiz to kind of get their direction on where they're at and what they would. And it kind of breaks down like where they want to be, like where they can start.
Yes,
with you.
You take the quiz. And then if you, once you take it, we'll contact you and we'll let you know, like you go through a dream session, which is a session where we really like
love this.
Dreams. Yeah. It's just beautiful because a lot of us have lost the ability to dream.
I stopped dreaming. I can tell you that right now. And Kenya knows I stopped dreaming and This is exactly like what I have been trying to find. And I think I found bits and parts of how to do it. Like I said, I started a routine. I'm sleeping better. You know, I'm meditating. Like I'm doing a little bit of things here and there, but I'm still not first full circle.
Okay, good. And that's what you get to do. You get to design you. And that's the biggest part of that, what made me fall in love with the women's school, because I have been certified before as a coach since 2015. And in 2020 is when I find the women's school, and I have been working with women, but I was missing a piece that was huge, which you just reminded me of. And it's looking at yourself and as a woman that is integrated, because a lot of the times we can take a course, we can read a book or a video or watch a video on a specific topic, wealth, you know, coaching, podcasting, or exercise. But when and where do we get the training for the whole woman? And one of the biggest things we do is really integrate the whole woman and work in, you know, in balance, so that you can grow without neglecting any area of your life. Because what's the point of reaching 80 years old, 100 years old, being so successful and having a lot of money, but forgotten your kids, forgotten your husband, or forgotten your family, or not really taking care of yourself? Yeah. Like, we want you to be whole. And that's the whole part of the woman's, like, that's what we're called, the wholeness school, which is the biggest.
The wholeness school,
That is so beautiful. And I love that you say that, because I feel like society nowadays is kind of like putting in our heads perfection for a woman, and how you said it splits it up in certain areas. And I love that whenever you are having this whole conversation, not once you said like, oh, to create a perfect woman, because not saying that we can reach, you know, a good level of satisfaction with ourselves, with our lives, but no one is perfect, you know. And I love that you guys don't focus on making a perfect woman, but a whole, happy, successful, fulfilled woman.
Like this year we launched the fulfillment movement, and that's in January is like, we're not looking for a woman who's successful. You know, there's a woman empowerment movement, which we completely support.
Yes.
But sometimes empowerment is really great for 5 minutes, and then what? I'm empowered, but how?
I get empowered for that few minutes. I read your quote, or I read your, you know, post on Instagram. It inspires me, but then where do I go from here?
Yeah, and then you're like, I'm excited. I know I can do it. I'm empowered. But then I'm back to frustration because I don't know how to do it. And so that's why we come in, we give you the how. And a lot of the times it's like, we want to replace that empowerment movement for the fulfillment movement.
Yes.
We want women to be fulfilled. And that fulfillment comes from knowing what you want, knowing how to go and get in it, and being humble. One of the biggest lessons I've learned from the Women's School and the Wholeness School founder is humility. Like, we are in a world with like pride. Like, I had no idea how prideful I was until I took this masterclass, and how pride was such a big part of society, the way I thought, like,
especially in our culture, Estefania. In our culture, my God, are you kidding me? Like, you got to survive out there. I don't care how many jobs you have to have. I don't care what you need to do. Like, you need to survive, and there's no, like, you know, there's no going back. Yeah, like, there's no no's, exactly.
And you have to appear perfect.
Like, yes, we have to be like, we have it all together. And it's like, and I think even more because our parents did come from another country, and you don't want to fall back. You don't want to be worse. You know, you want to be ahead. And I think like that is huge when you say that, our pride, it's like, oh my gosh, I cannot fail. But
and there's masks. Yeah. Like, you want to be perfect. Why? Because there's this five piece that we talk about in the book. It's going to be in Spanish very soon. So I'm so excited for you guys to be able to
read it. I can't wait to read it. Yeah. You have to send us the link to order.
We have the fulfillment formula, what it takes for a woman to feel fulfilled. And this is proven because we've seen it. You know, we've seen it happen with her over 15 years. And we've seen it in the past 3 years that we've gone like to 40 countries. Like, we have people in Dubai, Kenya, like taking this masterclass. And then it's like the five P's is possessions, prestige, popularity, perfection. That's what we measure success by. And it's leaving us empty, like anxious, depressed, people struggling with loneliness when we're like hyper connected more than ever. That's how we measure, like, Hispanics as well, even more. It's like, oh, you have to appear, you can talk about your failures and your this, and then we go on the other side and we're like, oh, we're so humble. But that's a fake humility. It's not really humility. Humility is being open to learning, being kind to yourself when you make mistakes, being you know, being someone who's receptive and willing to treat every person the same without measuring them based on those five, like, poisonous bees, that's what we call them. Pevenenosa, las pevenenosa.
See.
Yeah, they are, and me, Venezuelan, I tell you, Venezuela is a country, and I love my country and my people, but, you know, we've gone through a lot of difficult stuff because of our own metric of success. Oh, if you have this looks, if you have this car, and what's your job? What do you do for a living? And that's how people measure others, and that's
just not right.
No, and that's, but we're wired. Sad, because it's part of our subconscious, and we still do, but we got to break through. We got to break through that, you know, through, through reprogramming. So,
Estefania, and what would you tell our listeners to kind of get ready for the class? Like, well, you know, what's the first step? What, how would you tell them to mentally be open to taking this course? Or how, what tools do they need? Is it just like discipline to just show up? Or what would you tell them?
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. I would say that to really think about the next generation and what we're passing down to them, because like we were saying, we are a special generation, right? We are in the middle of the people that, you know, didn't have cell phones and technology, computers, internet. And now we're raising the next generation and protecting our daughters and sons and nephews and whoever, you know, whoever comes after us. Self-worth starts with protecting and working on our self-worth, right? And there's a crisis. Brené Brown is amazing at teaching on this. I highly recommend you guys to study her. And she's part of, like, she's fueled a lot of what we do as well with self-worth and what we've learned. And it's like, how do we protect our kids, the next generation? And it's like, by working on us. I can't tell my kids to be healthy if I'm not healthy. That's why, you know, I'm always pushing myself. Well, I gotta eat healthy. Why did, you know, I gotta work on this, or I have to really, you know, be disciplined, because my kids are watching me, and I can't tell them to do something if I'm not modeling it. So I just always say, like, coming to the class is easy. Watching the lessons is easy, but doing the work is when the rubber hits the road and you start seeing beautiful transformation, but you have to think, you have to have a big why, a big purpose. And we want you to be fulfilled, not for yourself, not for the sake of saying, oh, I took the masterclass, I feel great.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning. It's just for you to be a light and to contribute to the world and the next generation and to, you know, really make the world a better place and live in peace and live in freedom, interior freedom.
Amen to that.
I love that.
And porque estamos libres, pero we don't have that free interior freedom. We don't know how to be free from all these critics and judgments and fears that we face, you know, and that's what we class.
That is a huge message, because that just kind of says it all. Like, you know, like you said, we're see more things on social media now these days, and you know, everybody's criticizing themselves when it comes to looks and this and what people have, and you know, and then you start to lose yourself in everything. And so I think starting here with you is like such a big decision that somebody can make for themselves that would literally change your whole life. It's life-changing, like what you what you're doing. It's truly life-changing.
I love it. It's an honor for me to do this work and seeing the women that I see start with me, and then like how they transform, and then some of them become coaches with us, strategists, and then they're helping other women, and I see their journey, and it's just beautiful how they can impact. You don't know how many people you can touch with a smile, and this is one of the things we teach that I love. It's like, it's not what you get, but it's who you become in the process. That's why we have to reach so big. Like that's why our dreams have to be big. They have to feel impossible, because if they're not, then how are we going to stretch and challenge ourselves to become that better version that we're called?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I
love that.
I love it. Well, Estefania, please tell everybody where they can go for one to follow you and to get all the information, and then also where they can go to take this quiz so they can get started with you in a course or with you or January.
Awesome. Yeah. So they can go to Instagram, to my account, which is where if they click the link in my bio, they'll have access to the quiz and to the website and DM me if you resonated with anything, and I'll be glad to send you resources. We have a lot of trainings. So Estefania Viso, at Estefania Viso on Instagram, or they can go to thewomanschool.com, and there's a tab that says Español, where you can see anything in Spanish or English, whatever they prefer. Mm-hmm. And also the Woman School main account is January Donovan. It mm-hmm. does have a few things there, but I can always send you as well our links. So
yes, and we're going to attach everything on the bottom of this episode. Yes. So when anybody clicks on this episode to listen to it, they will have all your links there. Okay. But we always like to tell them. But thank you so much for joining us. This has been like really eye-opening. Like, I mean, the little bit of time that we get to spend with you, but and I would love to take a masterclass with you.
Yes, same. Stefania, thank you so much. Very inspiring and very mm-hmm. full of information. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, ladies. And we'll be in touch. I want to get you ladies.
Yes, of that course. Journey
to wholeness, which is so fruitful. And really, thank you so much for having me. This work is beautiful. And I know we're going to help a lot of women in this process. So
we are. Mm-hmm. And definitely anything we can share for you in the future, please let us know, because we are all about, sharing. So if you have any information or anything like that, please feel free to tag us or send it mm-hmm. our way. We'll make sure we share it with our audience, because we just love what you're doing. And it's so needed. And it's so needed in our culture. So thank you for doing it. Okay, you guys, have a great day. Thank you guys for listening to us. We are on Latina Podcasters Network. You can always find us on Apple Podcasts under Latina Podcasters. Thank you, guys.